you rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Mufurira residents are called for more investments in water projects to address the current water crisis. In African news, Guineans approve a new constitution in landmark referendum. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A concerned Mufulira resident, Eddie Zulu, has urged those responsible for the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to collaborate with the Mulonga Water and Sanitation Company to invest more in water projects in order to address the district's current water crisis. Mr. Zulu suggests that the funds are currently used for sinking community boreholes should instead support Mulonga's ongoing water projects. He stated that community boreholes should not be seen as a permanent solution to the water crisis, but as a temporary alternative when the tap water is unavailable. Mr. Zulu emphasized that residents should be able to get water directly from the taps in their homes, rather than relying on community boreholes that are not located within their yards.
This time,
Farmers in Makoma Extension, formerly known as the Ngombe area of Kafubu Ward in Ron constituency, have expressed a displeasure over delays in the land reallocation exercise initiated by the Luansha Municipal Council. Speaking to Kumbon News after a stakeholders meeting held at the Luansha Civic Center, displaced farmer and settler Benson Chansa said since the council legally planned the Ngombe farming block in 2022, he has not been included for formal allocation, making it difficult for him to continue with his farming activities.
In fact,
Another displaced farmer, Espina Kananga, questioned whether the relocation program would be fully implemented given the backlash it had attracted among farmers. She revealed that her life has been threatened by a former landowner who vowed to harm her if she cultivates the piece of land allocated to her.
Ina mo bantu wedi. Ada nebe bala balanje tukang kome na muiba. Muso chikawa maine kan sio mo wandi komlandu weba. Muso shaba na bandi komlandu wakoiba. Ine nde mi shem panga kulia. Mama, tu ikadi ra mukuri ma. Kemo tu ikadi ra na kusha mo abana mukuri ma. Kale ra tampo kuri na abana wandi baso ba kuri ra. Kuri bila bui no kuri mi ndi mo na. No amba ine bantu alpanche nda kakuza. Umuntu alinje bede na chari munde yun fira na matoa yandi. Kuka kati pala panche nda bakutuiri. Mwishwe kwa wala ya. Mta kukoma ula. Nonchu kwa bachi kubela. Mta kukoma ula. Matu kumia kukono kwa inche nde yun te asha ala pati. Katua ishi.
However, Kafubu Ward Councillor Alex Mafuta dismissed the allegations, stating that there has been a huge misunderstanding over the matter. He said the local authority remains committed to legalizing the farming block and ensuring equal allocation of farmland to all affected settlers, complete with proper documentation and title deeds.
Before the elections, at the 2021, there was an issue where those settlers from Mumbai were given ITPs, and others were not given. So when they came into power, they said no. Everyone who is who's having a farm there, who is farming there, has to be given the ITP. And this is what we have done. Now the issue which is there is that mostly those people are having some, let's say 1 lima, 2 lima, 3 limas. Now the council said no, we're going to give them 1 hectare. So what is on the ground, we find those 2 limas are found in 1 hectare. So we cannot, council cannot allocate there are 4 people in 1 hectare. So there are some displacement to say you go there next to another one hectare, other one. So that's the challenge which is there. They don't want to move.
Some Lusaka residents have expressed concern with the high number of divorce cases that have continued to be recorded in the country. Speaking in an interview with Common Ready News, the resident stated that it is regrettable that divorce cases have continued to rise, which they have attributed to lack of understanding among couples. Some residents also attributed the economic hardships that families are facing as contributing factors to the high divorce cases being recorded. They have since urged the church to put in place interventions to prevent divorce cases, stating that the current trend is worrying.
Ndangu alipo mbali hebu ndoziwa na mimi mbele kufunza na mimi pesa za kuchiti akuchiti na mkazi then kwa ndozi bili ya ndiye jamani ambao mmenya mkazi mkazi ndio anachezea hapa nyumba kwa nyumba maya da kwa pesa za bamura tukana naye jamani au ti kuna kamtima kuti monga example monga yeye na mko ndani naye
ningeanje kwa sababu ni kwa
because maona mkazi bakazi mufuja na yetu wamuna tifutei kiriko iko kiriko uja nakuja.
Mukushi District Health Officer Dr. Kelvin Sinkala has expressed a gratitude to government for investing in the health sector and improving access to medical services in the district. Speaking when Central Province Permanent Secretary Miuna Mwana Kampwe commissioned a staff house and water reticulation system at Fimanga Health Post, Dr. Sinkala said the development will help ease challenges faced by both health workers and the community. He explained that previously residents had to walk as far as 10 kilometers to access the health services, a situation that has now improved with the upgrading of facilities in the area.
Among the Department of Health, a packet of manga issue, Kutasha Kakubadina Board, Letta Shakuri Makateka, Party of Anita Mufia Wumi, Unokumukush. In since Kankaris Tungaran the Takuva team, the Kalepuno, Takalish Patala, eventually in the Fish Tarisan, 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers, and 20 kilometers, they go to Akenda. But Kuroko Kuriavan to 3,500. Abantu wa flangashi kashi tuko kutasho kuteko kwa pere chipatala kono apa epa shiripa kuleka ndio mfasa na wino chako ya kuteko ya ule kula si chipatala awe.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN. 0966 22 and 15.
Like I said, 5 2 then 3 3.
That's my number, the one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours.